And I know that God is going to bring a manifestation to us. But I'm going to be preaching part two of honoring the Lord. He wouldn't let me get away from it. And that was some pretty strong stuff we heard this morning at Sunday school. You know, but I was telling some Teresa things yesterday. She won't tell you this stuff, but that's fine. But I was thinking about her. She's been more honorable about the house of God than I have for 24 years. You know, I mean, you know, it's holy, set aside. And I was telling her yesterday, I said, you've been more honoring God in that than I have. That's not good. You know, because the things of the Lord should not be nonchalant to us. I don't care what it is. If it's a can of beans, if it's corn stalk, you know it's God, it ought to be precious, you know. And that's why I started asking the Lord last week. I was saying, Lord, teach me to fear you. He told him in Proverbs, he says, if you'll come, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So it can be taught. I mean, we can learn how to reverence God, to fear the Lord. And I was just thinking about me and Teresa, you know, about starting out. You know, you can be around preaching and church and all of that and get familiar with it like they was Jesus. Just get familiar with it and get in a rut and a routine, you know. Or we can be in an ongoing relationship and it don't wear like that on us. I mean, it just don't get churchy and, you know, whatever that is, you know. I never really have been that way, you know. But the reason why is hearts after God. Well, if you've got a heart after God, Christianity don't get boring. I mean, it don't. You go through trials and all that, but you'll have that hope and that seeking, and you'll have that. That's called honoring God, you know. And I do agree, like Teresa was talking about, you know, the Lord spoke to me back years and years ago, and he said, you don't know what's in you. He said, when you're pressed, he said, whatever comes out right then, that's really what's in you. You know? And so I'm like, I don't know about all that. You know, the Lord speaking to me, you know, I'm like, I know how I am. I know, you know, no, we don't. You know, you can be fine going along, you know, honoring God. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, financially, all of that. And then all of a sudden, poof, a financial trial comes up. And then, right then, is what you really are when you react. Hallelujah. I told the Lord one time, he carried me to the scripture. He said, if you fall in time of adversity, he said, your strength is weak. Little, Proverbs says. And I read that and I thought, oh, Jesus, I'm just so weak. Because, I mean, I was failing a lot in some areas. Some areas I was up, you know. And then the Lord spoke to me and he said, it's not a time to quit. He said, my word is there for light, for you to see. He said, so all that means is fortify, build up them weak areas. In those weak areas. One way you do that, fasting and praying. How many knows that's honoring God? You're fasting and praying I know I was going on the streets of Huntington down there, I'm expecting miracles and all of that, and I'm fasting. I mean, I'm going 2 or 3 days fasting just for that service. I fast for the base. Come on, somebody, that's ministry. That base can't make a sound without me. Well, Mayor Chris won. But you know what? Fasting and praying and saying, God, show me new chords. I hear chords up there and add them in. And I'm like, that sounded good. That sounded real good. Well, had I not been seeking? How many knows me doing that is honoring God? That's wanting God. That's wanting His presence. That's wanting Him to help me with the bass. Help me to preach. Help me to hear. You know, that's honoring God when you're seeking Him. You know, and you're seeking Him for whatever you're doing for Him. Toting boxes. Going through them boxes. That's honoring God. Y'all are honoring God that when y'all going in there and y'all doing all of that heart because you want, Johnny and them, they saw that work and everything was getting, and things went, and he come and he said, I would like to do that. We'd like to do it. Because he seen that it was going to hurt the ministry. Is that true or not? That's the way I perceived it. And how many knows? There's no way God will not honor that heart. I'm not just talking about Johnny. I'm talking about the bass, everything that we're doing, the clothes down there. Absolutely. Definitely on the clothes, you know. But we're living in a time that this happened this morning. Guy's waiting to see me when I get here. I know him. Been around a while, you know, and moved over here, rented an apartment, bye. Need some food now. And I said, well, yeah. I said, I don't know. I had a ministry just come get it Thursday. Let me look and see. So he left me five like I normally tell him to. I said, yeah, there's some in here. I said, we're just going to be able to help you out here. And he said, well, I ain't got a ride. And I said, well, you know, you just live over there in apartments over there. Well, I reckon you could see if somebody could bring it to me. And so I says, well, let me think about that. So Johnny's driving his little Suburban and all that. And I'm walking around, I'm looking. How many knows you need to acknowledge God in everything? I believe you need to acknowledge Him in everything. That brings honor to God. Because that's my heart not figuring it out. Whether I should take it, shouldn't take it, ask y'all to do it, ask to somebody, I need somebody. I looked up there at Teresa, and I'm fixing to go up there, and I'm on my way up there, and I'm going to tell her, you know, after church, we're going to take a couple of boxes, throw it on the truck. It ain't nothing, just a block. And so he catches me before I get up here, and he says, hey, Mr. Weston. I turned around, and he said, did you get anybody to bring it? I said, well, you just stay for church. I said, we'll get it out of a while. Well, I ain't got time. I got to go over here and air condition. They're supposed to have an air condition and like that. And I said, well, you know what? We ain't got time to deliver it. I said, so let's me and you go set it out here on the steps. I said, you figure out how you're going to get it over here. See, you might think I'm not a good pastor, but you think little of this ministry. You think little of God giving you the groceries. So, he gets lightly esteemed. Right? You work six, he says, I work 7 days a week. And I'm like, well, you're over here. What I'm telling you is that is exactly what I was preaching Wednesday night. If we think little and act little about the things of the God, we will get that in our situations from God. God has not changed. He has no reason to change. No need to change. He's God. He's perfect. I would get criticized. Surely none of y'all would. Of what I just did. I was going to deliver them with no problem. But disrespect. Disrespect. That's not honor. We living in a time where there is honor's hard to find. Even in the church. Honor is hard to find. But I believe we a church that honors God. And I believe because we honor God and our heart is after God, we will honor one another. Amen. I believe that it stems from that, honoring God. And I believe the more that we honor God, the more that He will pour Himself out to us individually. I'm believing for you 120 years, Granny. You're promised 120 years. Long, satisfied life shall God show you His salvation. That's Psalms chapter 91 in the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're honoring God, God's going to honor you. But we're living in a time, you see all of it, you see it in the colleges, campuses, and all of that rebellion. All of this protesting stuff that you see all over the planet right now against anything good. They call it Trump. It ain't Trump. He's a man. It's called rebellion against authority, against truth, against what. But see, we now I brought all of that up, praise God, that we're not to let all of that affect us. We're not to get angry. We're to go after God and say, yes, God, your word says that darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, and we see it, but you've told us to arise and shine, and we're going to honor you, and we're going to stand in your power and your anointing, and we're not going to be affected by this world and the world system and rebellious. We're going to stay humble. We live in a time where it's hard to find honor. I told, I read about David. Was it David and Jonathan? Was his name Jonathan, Saul's boy? He was going to have him killed, and Jonathan was such an honorable man that he didn't side with his daddy. He was honoring the Lord. And so I thought about it. I thought, man, back under, I read that story, and I thought, man, that's dedicated. That's right there. That's loyal. I mean, that's honorable. He saw that David didn't do nothing wrong. And man, even his own daddy, and, you know, and I mean, that's, you know. But anyways, I thought, man, that's really right there what I want, God. I want that for me with your people. My pastor, I got it. Lord, give it to me. And give me his anointing, like his, to pastor and stuff. And anyways, I made a commitment. I said, Lord, I am going to honor that man my whole life. I'm talking about my pastor, Bradley. I don't care what he does. He can't break that bond in my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many knows God honors me because of that? And so he gets up here, and I don't even know what he's talking about. And he said, I can tell you one thing, Brother Scotty. He does what he says. I don't live with him. I don't know what he sees. He sees what he sees, you know. But I tie that to my loyalty to God, for using him for my life and my family and my ministry and where I'm at today because of my loyalty and honor to God with the people above me. God has honored me. And I will honor my pastor all of his life. Anything I've got, that man can come get it anytime he wants to. Because in my Father's house, I have it all. Right? We went over that prodigal son. You know, he took his portion and went off down yonder partying and all that and wasted it all. And remembered how when he served God, he had plenty, Richard. And so when he goes back, then the father is that honorable to quickly, like Richard said, restore you back and you just go on honoring God. So let us be a church that honors God. Give me that, John 8. This spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He didn't say them that claims the name. There's many out there. When I was evangelizing even 25 years, 23, 4 years ago, everybody in this city was saved, Chris. That's nonsense. Everybody knows Jesus. Everybody. They come to me, kind of confuse the team. Some of the teams said, man, everybody's saved. I said, no, they're not. I said, they tell you that, where you'll stop. I said, ask them where they go to church. I said, saved people go to church. And y'all all out there in air land, believe God if you ain't got a good church around you. Believe him to open one up. Don't sit at home, you and Jesus, in a box. That's not honoring God. God sets you in the body somewhere and connects you and wants you to worship, wants you to hear the word, wants you to preach the word, wants you to be involved in the ministries at that church, wants you to be a doer of God's word. That's honoring God. Long, satisfied life does he give those that honors him. Those that honor God, he said he would honor. But he said here, if we follow Jesus, following Jesus, just like this morning, some of us didn't feel like coming to church. Some of us might have been discouraged. Some of us might not know what the future holds. Might be whatever the case, but you're here. God looks at that stuff. People say, well, just like the dude over there, if you fight to go get to work 6 days, 7 days a week, surely to God you'd fight to get to the church 3 hours a week. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not downing that guy. But this can't be in the church. He's lost. That's fine. But over in the church, we believe God is able to do abundantly. That means get me to church. Above, that don't just mean your car. More than we can ask or think, just don't mean the concrete building. That means I can come work in the ministry. I can come be faithful to church. I can go out on the streets and preach the gospel. I can believe for the miraculous to show up because I'm honoring God. And because I honor God, I believe and feel nothing is impossible when I believe him. You have that knowing on the inside. Jesus said you would have that light, if you follow him. Well, the cross sometimes is not easy. Well, you know, some Christians, they put it on. I'm telling you, Facebook's not a place where you can get pretty good preaching. You got them Christian stays at home and they run across and scan and see them a good verse and they post it. One of them, David got drunk and blah, blah. And I mean, begin to name all of that, you know. And I put on there one time, I said, yeah. I said, all of those. I said, but that's not an excuse for me and you to be just like them. Amen. But God, I used to be a drug head, but I'm not. I used to wouldn't go to church, but I do. I used to didn't fast, but I fast and pray. I used to didn't give to the church, but I give faithful to the church. I give it to the Lord, hallelujah. I used to fight, but I don't fight no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me the John 6, please. Finding and doing what the Lord, listen to me. Let me tell you something. If you are a Christian and you do talk to God and pray, he will show you what he wants you to do. He'll show you in your marriage. He'll show you, just like yesterday, everything, bam, bam, you know, and Teresa took and had $100. She does a game. She had $100 that I just throw my change up, and she's done it for years on the bar, and she saves it, and she cashes it in every now and then. Used to once a year, and we had a payday. You know, but anyhow, she had cashed it in. It was $100. She put a little with it. And so she put it in an envelope, and at her birthday party, she takes cups and she puts money and candy in them and a little ball, a ping pong ball, set them up out there, and somebody hits it and rings the cup, they get the prize in there. Well, she's up there and she's hunting and the money's gone. You know, and I could tell she's feeling a little frustrated, and where time's just about run out. We got about 45 minutes and the birthday party's supposed to start, you know. And then I said, how did you have that? Well, anyways, I went and got a $100 bill. I had a $100 bill sticking in my pocket here. So I went and got it broke up, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I'm going to honor you by giving to her. Her desire is that these people have fun and get blessed and candy and prizes and enjoy the game. And God, I'm going to honor you by giving this money to her for them. I will not stay broke. Because I'm like, it's just a stupid game. Right? You gonna play? Nah, I don't play. I get upset. I'm like Aiden. If I don't ring it, and I look stupid in front of everybody. The ball's supposed to hit on the table. So why just torture myself? But anyhow, you know, even that's honoring God when you're doing good. The Bible says, overcome evil with good. See, it's not at church where we really use the Word of God, although if I get your parking place, you might have to, or your seat. Teresa drove her Riker last week. I told the story, but I'm going to tell it again. Nita, she's just kidding with me, but I backed up in there where she parks. I know very well she parks there. I see it while I'm preaching right now. So I thought, well, I want to park there. So I parked there. And then she says, you got my parking place. I said, it's not yours. I said, that belongs to the Lord out there. And then she's walking on. She's just playing, really. And she's walking on over there. And I said, no, don't quit church on account of losing your parking spot. I've had it happen. You wouldn't think so. But honoring the Lord, if I honor the Lord, then Satan can't come in this house and trip none of y'all up. He won't be. And if you're honoring the Lord, you will not be ignorant of Satan's devices. He said, For I came down from heaven not to do my... This is a key to honoring God. One of them is having the attitude, God, not my will, but your will be done. I want your will to be done playing the bass. I want your will to be done going to get the groceries up yonder once a month. I want your will to be done in packing out the groceries. I want your will. And when your will is to do God's will, you will have the direction God needs you to go. See, I bought a truck one time. Went down there, I wanted a four-wheel drive. I didn't ask God about it. See, I got up where I could do it by myself. I was kind of like he told Saul, when you were little, you was after me. When you needed me. See, and you get where you can do it on your own. If you're not careful, you won't need him, you think. So I go in there, you know, and I said, I want that truck out there. I'd got to where I'm like, I'm done going to the bank. Y'all do it. I went through stages. I ain't going through all that. But I'm like, they're going to go. If they want my business, they're going to go to the bank. So they would do the bank stuff and all that. I just go tell them what I want, go pick it up in a little bit. He said, you don't want that truck. And I said, yes, I do. I'm thinking, man, you don't know what I want. I want that truck. He said, you don't want that. I'm telling you, you don't want that truck. I said, yes, I do want that truck. He said, okay, if you say so. So he got the deal through and he called me a few, not long, he said, come get it. I went and got it, worst truck I ever had in my life. Put me on the side of the road, and Teresa wouldn't come get me. She said she's not a tow truck. And I'm wrecker service, and I'm and hung up on me, and I'm down yonder. My point in, I went in, and he took the truck back. He said, I told you you didn't want it. And I said, yeah, you're right. But my point is, after that, I'm like, I will not do it unless I ask God. Yes. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. See, the Bible says that Jesus learned how to honor God, obedience through the things he went through. He learned as he went, acknowledging God, although he didn't make mistakes like I did. He heard God, and give me the next one. I've only got three, I think. John, he said, Jesus, this is Jesus. He said, I can't of my own self do nothing. He said, as I hear, I react. I judge. I go, I do. And my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. You know, that was a hard thing for me back yonder. To get down real often and say, God, I want you to know your will. Because I really didn't. Because I'm like, I ain't no telling what God will have me doing. See, that's the devil. The devil don't want you heart surrendering to wanting God's will. So he wants to tell you that stuff that God is going to ask you to do things that is not good. He's a liar. God, whatever God asks you to do is Jeremiah 29. It's in the thoughts and the plans and his will that he's had for you before you were even born. And so Satan does not want God's people surrendering their will to God's will. He does not want it because he knows it. The more that we surrender our will to God's will, the more of the glory of God and the honor and the favor and the provision and the healing of God that comes into our lives. The provision. Hallelujah. Our judgment will be right when we don't seek our own will in matters. I have to do it all the time. Tracy, she's getting better and better. She went through, 4 or 5 years, man. It was terrible. And she's getting better and better. And the better she gets, the younger she acts. She's back into that gaming and all of that. And she said yesterday, she said, I think I'm going to put something together. Maybe I'm going to ask the Lord about it. But for the kids and you know, do something for the little kids. And I'm like, yeah, pray about it. You get 150 kids over here, man. They may drag our swimming pool off. But I thought about it. I thought, man, you know, not her will. She's getting desires of God's will. Because God's all about people. You know, and he's all about lives and building and increasing the lives of people, praise God. But Jesus said, as I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Just like following the Lord. I'm telling you right now, I know whenever I'm on the phone talking to people about garage doors, I know whether I'm going to get it or not 99% of the time. 99% of the time, I know whether I'm going to get it before I hang that phone up. Now, back yonder, I didn't. But as we grow in honor and follow the Lord, our path will get brighter and brighter and brighter. And I'm telling you, just like I went and I bought a truck, and I hadn't been able to buy a truck, you know, and I got the Lord, I used the word of God in Proverbs over there, a good name is rather to be chosen than fine gold and silver. I stood on that scripture when I couldn't borrow $10 on a $100 weed eater. I took that scripture and I believed God. What I mean stood on it is I believed that God would bring me to that place to where I had a good name. That's what I was believing. I was believing God to do it. I didn't put my trust in the scripture. The scripture showed me how to put my trust in the Lord. Some people have faith in the Scriptures. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says have faith in Scripture. It says have faith in God. We have faith in God based on the Word. The base of our belief in God comes from the Word of God. The foundation of our believing. But you know what? I came and it happened. It didn't happen the first year and all of that, you know. And then, but anyways, it happened. And then I got in that real nice truck, you know, and I started off the lot and I pulled it over to the side. I pulled over to the side and I prayed. And I said, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you brought this to me, God. You brought my name where I can have what I want, God. But I said, God, I've seen a nice truck change people, change them, a car, a motorcycle, whatever. I've seen a lot of stuff change. And so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, and I meant it. You see, God knows where your heart, if it's really coming from your heart or not. When you're praying and asking Him for stuff, when you're believing Him for, He knows whether it's really heart or not. That's why the people, they use this excuse, you know, well, God knows my heart. I mean, they use it in a bad sense. The Bible says God looks on the heart. So he does. And so my mom used it. And I told her, I said, yeah, he looked on you. He knows your heart. He knows you're not trusting him. But see, she was using it, making an excuse not to honor God. And once she started honoring God, God began to honor my mother. He began to bring her stuff and substance and all kinds of stuff. Brought my house and gave her a new house. She had lived in junk for a long time. But she didn't. She lived out her last days pretty nice. And had her favorite daughter taking care of her. With a cowbell. Calling me every day to want me to go kick her out. Praise God. That's joy. That's the joys. A lot of God's people don't honor the Lord concerning the things of God. Church is not important. I guarantee you, man, you know, in my life, I've seen God pour miracle after miracle, do miracle after miracle after. When I was broke and didn't have enough gas to go to church, I got in there and went up by faith. We was going to church. We run out of gas. God did nothing at church, but he poured himself out to us. And we seen a miracle on our way back, run out of gas. And I spoke to that car when I was going to get out. But anyways, it started up. It was running off of God's power. I was there. Hallelujah. Dedicated to go to church. Had Travis in the back seat, thunderstorms and all of that. See, If you're honoring God, you will have a heart that will drive you into danger. You will have a heart that will pull you out of your comfort zone. It'll pull you out. And you'll be glad to get out. I mean, I can't explain it, you know. Like coming here. I've been coming here, pastoring now for 2 years, nearly throwing up every time I come to church, nauseated. Headaches, burning feet. Why didn't you tell us about all that? I'm not a wine bag. I'm a warrior. I walk and live by what I believe. That no weapons formed against me will prosper. That I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can and I will do the will of God. That's the attitude that honoring God gives you on the inside. And you realize this body is not you and it don't run you unless you let it run you. Your job don't run you, but my job don't drive me nuts. It tries to, but I get it right off my mind and right on the Lord. Right? Fear of not having work. I mean, Satan's told me for 30 years that garage doors would run out, Chris. And I just believed they wouldn't. Hallelujah. And they hadn't. I mean, I go through seasons where it's 2 or 3 weeks, you know, maybe, and man, I feel guilty not going to work. Ain't that dumb? That's dumb. I ought to be rejoicing and laying in the bed, and it's hard. That's hard. But if you've trained yourself to be a lazy Christian, when you retire, you ain't going to do nothing. You're dying. You just walk in and you need something to be busy. Praise the Lord. See, honoring the Lord caused me, see, in my 20s, I'm like, man, I'll be glad when I get ready to retire. I ain't doing nothing. And then I get up here in my 50s and I'm like, retire and do what? Ain't nothing I can do, man. I might as well just stay at work with Travis and them. Hello. That's the difference. That's the difference in the kingdom working in you and the world's way of thinking working in you. That's the difference. So, I mean, it would be dumb for me to quit when I can make $1,000 a week. Right? I don't care if I'm 90. I make $1,000 a week. I'm not sitting with Teresa all day long at the house, washing dishes, kick me out when she's wanting to clean. Y'all quiet? Is this good? Yeah, you're learning. But, you know, and she honors God. She's honored God for years. I don't know, do you iron my t-shirts? Well, it's close. She's thought about it. I don't come to church wrinkled. I've never came to church wrinkled. But she told God, He represents you. See, she's honoring God. I'm going to make sure that He looks good for you, Lord. That His clothes looks good. See, you can have an old rag t-shirt with holes all in it, but wash it. Wash that thing for Jesus. You know, iron it for Jesus. Right? Clean up for Jesus. Come to the house honorable for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know what? She's honored by the Lord. Those that honor me, I will honor. I don't never run out of, well, I did run out of shorts one time. Just a couple of times out of 45 years is not too bad, is it? Praise the Lord. She takes care of the house. It ain't just old tradition stuff she does. She goes and finds out how to be a wife of a happy husband. Wife of a happy husband. And she finds out that if there's something she wants out of me, to pray and believe God and confess it. Instead of going to God like I did with Teresa, and I went to God and I'm telling God all about her. All about if she would change, I could preach and I could be happy and all of that. And I got done and God spoke to me, Richard, and He said, it's not her. And I thought, you don't see her like I do. He said, the problem is you. And I thought, man, can God talk to you like that? And you not be like my grandson every now and then, go ball up in the chair. Didn't get in my way. We can't be kindergartner Christians. Man, we got to be able for God to come and say, oh, I need you to go. And us don't say, why me? Why don't you get Johnny? No, when we honor God, I'm telling you, praise God, He takes you before, the Bible says, your gifts will make room before you and take you before great men. How can you go before great men if you ain't going nowhere? If you ain't doing something for God, how can He lead? How can your steps that He's ordered be the steps you take if you're not following? Bible, that's why He tells us in Isaiah, He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. My ways are much higher than yours. You're sitting out there watching churches on by air, you don't want to get ready, go in there and brush your teeth at least and get you some clothes on and comb your hair and shave and sit down on your couch. If you're going to do that, honor God somehow. And then when they get on earth because you're sitting in your living room and you're not tithing and you turn it to another channel, that's dishonoring God. You're looking for teachers with itching ears to speak what gratifies you. I find in that Bible right there that it challenges my life 30-something years later. I mean, I repent a lot. I have to cast a lot of thoughts down. You would think after 30-something years, 30 years of following Jesus, that I wouldn't be challenged with this flesh man. But this flesh man challenges me at times. Hallelujah. But you know what? I tell it, nope. It tells me, I told Teresa the other day, I said, your problem is I hadn't spanked you in a long time. Well, why don't you just try that? Come on, you just do that. Why don't you just spank me? I was serious. But the Bible says for me to do what with my wife? Not spank her, love her. Like Christ so loved the church. Died and gave himself for her. When I don't want to honor her, I honor her more. I do opposite of what this flesh tells me. Right? When I'm honoring the Lord, I'm walking in the Spirit. I almost came out yesterday, somebody crossing the road, and I got mad. Everything got quiet in the truck. Tracy seen what a good preacher I was. He's on the phone, pulling out the road, traffic coming. I didn't know his car's quitting. But he just right out in the middle of the road, he just pulled out on this side and then on over in front of me and then on over in front of one coming up. And so I just stuck my head out and said, what are you doing? Teresa, stop that. And I was like, well, fix it, get out, help him. I've been partying all day. See how you get busy, you get caught off guard real quick, you know. And I thought to myself, man, that stuff is not me. But I heard it this morning that when you squeezed, what comes out's in there. If it would have been, overcome evil with good, I'd have just pulled off road, jumped out, pushed him over and gave him $100 and said, man, I ate it for you. Praise God. But how many knows we're living in a time we're a church and we're not here. We gonna honor God. We gonna honor God. Going to church honors God. Giving of your resources honors God. Giving and helping people when you know the Lord wants you to. Look, He will get you in a place where you will just know His will. He'll quicken you. You'll just have that knowing on the inside. I'm supposed to do this for Richard. I'm supposed to do this for Johnny. I'm supposed to do this for, you know, God wants me to do this. God wants me to do this at church. God wants me to do this. God wants me to step up. You'll know. You'll hear the voice of God. And then you have to throw those thoughts down. Well, I'm busy enough anyways. You can't do that. If you want to honor God, you say, okay, Lord, not my will, your will be done, God. I thought I was too busy myself to work for God. But you know what? I found a grace that was unbelievable to me. I worked a full-time job and went to church faithful and went to had two, three jail ministries and a street ministry all at the same week, every week, and had a family. And I'm telling you, I walked into a grace where it was all of that was joyous. But you know what? I had to say, God, not my will, yours be done. No, I'm not going to get to stay home on Thursday night. No, I'm not going to get to go home taking out with Teresa after church anymore, God. But here I am. Here I am. Use me. I want to go for you. I want to be used of you. Lord, you can disrupt my life anytime you want to. That's what we're saying when we're telling God, God, not my will, but yours be done. And here comes the power and the grace of God to help you do what you think you can't do. And become what you think. You think you don't want change, but you really do. You really do. You really want change. Because we're changed into the same image. From glory to glory and from faith to faith. Being faithful to church is bringing honor to God. And it actually strengthens the body. You know, I mean, it strengthens the body. We honor Him with our finances when we give. We honor the Lord when we endeavor to do His will. When we honor the Lord, He honors us. God's favor on our lives. That's how come for 30-something years, I begin to find out about generational curses in there and different ones, God breaking them off of my life, and then coming to the realization that I'm going to be the age of them that I see have nothing. Get their Social Security drawing $600-700 a month, and I said, not me. Not me. I'm going to prosper, God. And I'm not going to live and have said it out of my mouth. I'm going to trust you. And then fear hit me about Teresa if something happened to me. Open heart surgery, you know, could have died, blah, blah, blah. You know. And so I told her one day, I said, God will honor me. I said, it's not going to. I believe we're going to go together. We're going to see Jesus come. But if something happens to me, I have gave you to God. I committed you to God, and I'm believing that God will back me up, do what, even if I'm left here, and He will do what I ask Him to do in your life. So that breaks the fear of the future. Right? And then taking the scripture. See, when you're honoring God, you can take the scriptures and have faith on the inside when you're walking with God. You when you're honoring God. Those that don't honor God, they quote them scriptures, but they don't have that inward increase by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that He daily loads Scotty up with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Daily loads you up. Put yourself in it every day. God's loading you up when you honoring God. And I believe God's honors on this church because I believe we endeavor to do our best. I know we can do better to honor God. In the food, just like one time I started a crossing and I come up here for something. There was a cockroach crawling to the altar, toward the altar. And I thought, man, what's that roach doing in here? We don't have roaches in this church. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me, and He said, I want down yonder, I want rid of all of those ragged out clothes in that ministry. I'm up here. He said, I don't want no Budweiser, pot, or anything on those T-shirts that represents the world, or shirts in that building that you are representing me with, handed out. I don't want no holy ones, no dirty, all of that stuff, you know. And I thought, man. So I go down there and I tell them, I said, listen. I told them what the Lord said. I said, listen. I said, we're giving out junk, we're going to get junk. I said, God said to get rid of all of that. Don't know if there's any bad advertisement. If it's not good, get rid of all of those clothes. And you know what? They started doing that. And I mean, I never seen another roach. And I mean, good stuff, brand new stuff started coming into that ministry. I left my house one day after I got born again. And I just happened to look over. And the way I lived, Chris, before I got saved, if the air conditioner tore up, I threw it out in the yard. And I might lay there 2 or 3 years and put another one in, you know. And I did, you know, growed up around it and all of that stuff. And I started down the road and the Lord said, I looked over there at my place and I noticed it didn't look real good. I've never noticed it. And the Lord said, He said, that's the way you were on the inside. He said, now, He said, clean your place up. He said, that's the way you are now on the inside, clean. And so little by little, we didn't have no money, so little by little I got all that cleaned up. And the neighbors, after about a year, they started, I went around to subdivision stop, and that one guy, he said, "Man," he said, "how do you get that yard so pretty over there?" He said, "It looks like a golf course." I said, "Well, I just cleaned it up." And what I'm saying is, the Lord said, now people are seeing the change that took place on the inside because there's something happening on the outside because of you honoring me on the inside. He said, when you honor me on the inside, then you will shine as lights in this world. Then you will be witnesses for me. I started understanding that. It wasn't about, you know, it was about what was happening on the outside. But it has to happen on the inside. And if we don't honor God, we're not going to have that experience with the Holy Spirit doing that stuff. Taking those little things and giving revelation. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, you know, ask the Lord. Ask Him. Say, "Lord, I want to fear You." People don't want to hear that. I rebuke fear, and God ain't give me a spirit of fear. Not talking about that. That's a whole different ball game of what I'm talking about. God is a big, look, man, the ground opened up. The same God that ain't never changed, the ground opened up and swallowed 250 people. And their families and everything is shut back. The book of Acts church, Ananias and Sapphira, fell dead. She had the opportunity to tell the truth. He died, she come in. All that it had to say is, "Yeah, we sold the property, but we're going to give the ministry $500. You know, we sold it for this, but we're not wanting to give it all." That's all they would have had to do, I believe. But my point is, the same God, He has not changed. He tells us in His Word, but we're not looking for that kind of judgment. No, we're going to honor God. And Bradley used to preach this scripture. I didn't forget where it's at. He said, "Because sentence is not carried out swiftly on men," Ecclesiastes, "their hearts are bent on doing evil." And he said it this way. He said, "See," he said, "if you're having wrong actions and you're not seeing the results right then, it'll deceive you into thinking nothing's happening. But it's catching up with you. It's going to catch up with you. You know, sooner or later it'll catch up with you." Well, Galatians backs it up. Galatians 6:7. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap." If we sow honor, I try to honor y'all guys. We should honor leadership and our president. I tried my best to honor Biden and Obama. Didn't agree with nothing with them. Felt oppressed the whole time. All of them was in there. Terrible. Fell down on my business and all kinds of stuff, you know, and all of that. But I kept myself from getting mad because, you know, you be like one of them. I'll kill them. Just give me a gun. I'll do everybody a favor. Praise the Lord. See, we can't let that stuff get to us. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise You and we thank You, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank You, Father God, from our hearts, Lord. We're learning to fear You and honor You, Lord, and we give You glory, Father God, and I thank You, Father. You've empowered us to follow Jesus through Your Holy Spirit, Your anointing. And You've anointed us just like we're Jesus is anointed. We're anointed because He's living on the inside of us. And I thank You, Father God. I thank You that signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord, will follow this. You sent Your word, and it's done what You sent it out to do in us, God. And help us to bring glory to You, Lord. Help us not to get under condemnation like Richard was talking about because we're not perfect in the flesh, Lord. But help us, Lord, in our hearts to be after You, to be like David. You find men and women with hearts that are after You, Father God, to do Your will, to have Your purpose fulfilled in our lives, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've sent your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and strengthen us. And we thank you for your angels, Lord, that you've dispatched, Lord, that watches over us and encamped around about us, Father God, and protects us, Lord. And we thank you for your provision, Lord, because we honor you, Lord, and we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Does anybody this morning want prayer before we dismiss? All right, let's stand to our feet and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, anybody got...